released a new group of Palestinian prisoners overnight as part of peace talks with the Palestinian leadership. 26 Palestinians were set free, and as many as 100 prisoners could be released within the next few months. It's a goodwill gesture that is deeply unpopular inside Israel. More now from our Middle East correspondent, Derek Stoffel.
This is the third group of Palestinian prisoners set free since the peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians got underway earlier this year. But we're seeing the same kind of opposition to the move by many Israelis once again. The 26 Palestinians set free earlier this morning had been in jail for nearly 2 to 3 decades, most for murdering Israelis. Families of the victims of those attacks have denounced the release. They say these men should serve their full sentences. And what also upsets many Israelis is the fact that the prisoners are greeted as upon their return home to Gaza or the West Bank. And that was indeed the case early this morning when the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, welcomed many of the men set free in Ramallah to the cheers of hundreds of Palestinians who came out to see them. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has tried to deflect some of the criticism of the prisoner release by announcing new settlements the last two times Palestinians were set free. Israeli newspapers report that Netanyahu is expected to do the same thing sometime this week, approving the building of more Jewish homes in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem, something the Palestinian leadership says threatens the ongoing peace talks between the two sides. Derek Stoffel, CBC News, Jerusalem.